In the studio is the National Party leader, Simon Bridges. Atmarie.
Kia ora.
Would you support a referendum on this?
Personally, no. It'd be a conscience vote for our members of parliament. But as with euthanasia, my view is it's an abdication of MPs' responsibility on these significant complex issues. We should, and we're elected to make the hard decisions.
Should everybody get a say, everybody in the country get a say on what happens in a woman's body?
I mean, ultimately, you can make those points. You can do the same on euthanasia, where we're having a referendum, it seems, or cannabis. As I say, I think, look, there is a threshold, but I think this is an issue of complexity. I think members of parliament are elected to do a job. And so if there is a vote on a referendum, I personally will be voting against it.
Now, last October, you told Morning Report that you didn't see a case for change on abortion. Now you seem happy to support the legislation to some extent. What's changed?
The reality is I've read a Law Commission report and I've read Andrew Little's bill. In my position is simply, if you look at pre-20 weeks, you've got a situation where the practice and the law haven't married up, and I understand that, and that's why I support to a select committee. I do think, though, if you look at the test Mr. Little has in the bill in relation to the period post-20 weeks and including late-term abortions, it seems to me there is a need for significantly stronger safeguards.
So what sort of things? What are we talking about when you say stronger safeguards?
In truth, I don't have a clear view on that. I do want to see what a select committee that has experts, and as you say, New Zealanders coming along, have to say about that. But I suppose what motivates me, Susie, is this. Today in New Zealand, post 20 weeks, abortions are incredibly rare, and I would want to see it stay that way.
Okay, but what is the real significant change post 20 weeks that is being proposed to the current law?
Well, I think in truth, I mean, I could proffer and try and proffer you a scientific view on that. I don't think it would be entirely satisfactory, so I'm not going to do that.
But I mean, there is still essentially the legal test, the test of the mother's mental health, physicians involved. That's essentially what happens now, so I don't really see how it's particularly different. Well, are you asking for that to be strengthened?
I disagree. I think if you look at the test in law today, it is a stronger test than the test Mr. Little is proposing, which is effectively one for a single doctor around appropriateness. As I say, I don't put myself forward as an expert on these matters, but I do want to ensure that post 20 weeks, abortions in New Zealand remain very rare. And I think, in fact, many, perhaps even most New Zealanders would agree with me.
And you're happy for there to be abortions post 20 weeks? You accept that there are some cases where that may have to happen?
Of course. I mean,
you're not wanting to pull the age down, the number of weeks down?
Of course, but the situation today is, this is quite simply 0.5% of our abortions in New Zealand. And as I say, I want to keep it that rare.
Just a couple of quick questions, I guess. You're supportive of it being taken out of the Crimes Act?
Yeah, because it is a health issue. All I would say to you on that, though, is both the Law Commission and, in fact, Minister Little and the government, by having a statutory test post 20 weeks, are accepting that there is more complexity to it than simply that.
Will National vote for it? I know it is a conscience vote, but would you be happy to see your MPs support the bill in its current state?
Look, reality is on all of these issues, euthanasia, marijuana, abortion, I don't get into where my MPs vote. All I would say to my MPs, which I say to them behind closed doors, and I'm happy to say to you as well, is we want the debate to be mature and civil.
Do you have a sense of where the numbers might be sitting on this?
I don't, in truth.
Okay.
I would say, there will certainly be a relatively significant group against the bill, and there will be a relatively significant group in National for it.
Speaking of that, are you going to be exerting any control over your MPs that are spreading misinformation about this?
No, because the reality of these things is one person's misinformation is another person's fact.
And well, just can I stop you there, though? Chris Penk on the 4th of August tweeted, and the tweet's still up this morning, "Sure, we expected some changes, but nothing so extreme/cruel as liberalising abortion right up to birth." That's not true, is it?
Well, you are seeking to, on the basis of what is clearly an opinion, asserted as a fact that he's putting forward.
That's exactly what I'm asking you about. It is his opinion,
it's an opinion,
but it is wrong.
Susie,
it's not a fact.
It's an opinion, Susie, that tens, perhaps hundreds of thousands of New Zealanders have, and they're entitled to. And the reality is, whilst I don't want to make the debate for myself emotive, I have said to you my clear view, which is that the test post 20 weeks at the moment is lighter,
but
less strong.
What Chris is saying in that tweet,
the legal position
Mr.
today,
Bridges,
and
what,
it should be strengthened.
What Chris is saying in that tweet is fake news, and you're just happy to let that go.
The truth is, the test to that is proposed by Minister Little post 20 weeks as one of appropriateness for an individual doctor. That is, I think, a lighter test than I and clearly Chris Penk think is desirable.
So you don't want to put National in a position where you could essentially sideline or scupper Winston Peters and New Zealand First by supporting this legislation?
Well, no, it's very simple. This is a conscience issue for individual members of Parliament. And as I say, there'll be, I think, a good number both for and against it within the National Party.
Thank you very much for your time. Simon Bridges, leader of the National Party.